Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And in this episode, I want to talk about grieving a loss. When I first moved to Texas, I was grieving the loss of my godmother slash auntie. And it was the first time I had ever lost anybody that was like really close to me that I actually knew. And the thing that hurted me so bad when she died is that the last time I saw her, the last thing she said to me was, "I love you." And I did not say it back, y'all. And I don't know why I didn't, but I just didn't. And I remember she looked kind of sad, like she was waiting for me to say it. You guys, that ate at me so bad, because all I could think about was like the look in her eyes, like she was just waiting for me to say it back, and I didn't. And that actually ended up being the last time that I saw her alive in herself. Well, not all the way herself. She was like in the beginning stages of dementia, and she also had end-stage renal disease. And I just feel like she was such a strong woman who always just really, like, I'm gonna say she always really had it together, but she did her best to keep it together, and she really like loved her kids, and she was a really great mom in person. And I just feel like who she was at that moment, it isn't how she would want to like live her life. Like, me knowing her, she would have never wanted to live her life like that, like being confused, not knowing what's going on around her. And the last time I saw her, she was on a hospital bed, and she was on hospice, and it was, you know, the end of her life. Like, her life was coming to an end. And you guys, I was just like in shock. And now I realize that I was also in denial. Like, I felt like, oh, I'm taking it well. I'm not taking it as bad as I thought that I would take it. Like, I thought it would be so much harder for me, so much. And I actually realized that I was in the stages of denial. And the false acceptance that I had was just me denying it, that she was really gone. And I had a lot of guilt for not saying I love you back. And I would think about the way she looked at me a lot. And you guys, I would drink so much, like a lot. And I think that was one of the things that made me want to drink, because it was just so tough, you know. It started to become so hard for me as I started moving out of denial into the stage of bargaining, and like really, like, I regret that so much. I wish I said it back. And I entered into this stage of like just bargaining, just really wishing that I've done this different, and realizing that a lot of the anger that I did have towards her when she was alive was so on me, and she had did nothing wrong. I used to feel like, oh my God, she wasn't there for me as much as I needed her to be there for me. Like, I felt like I needed someone, you know, an extra support in my life. And I realized that she wasn't there for me because I would not allow her to be. How can somebody be there for you that you're clearly pushing away? And I realized that with a lot of my relationships with people in my life, that I pushed them away. I wanted to always be strong and act like I had it together. I remember crying to my friend about it, and she was just like, "Simone, I can't believe you're crying. You're like the strongest person I know." That's what she said to me. And yeah, I realized that I was in the grieving process of so many things that I had lost in my life, you know. I was in the grieving process, and I really didn't realize that I was grieving things. And also, I didn't realize that I was grieving them in an unhealthy way, because, you know, the end of the grieving stage is acceptance. You're supposed to eventually accept whatever happened or whatever you went through. And I was never making it to acceptance. I was just going back and forth between anger and bargaining and denial. I was just going back and forth, you know? I know I talked to about, I'm sorry, you guys, I'm getting like a little emotional. I know I talked to you guys in the past about how I ended like a 4/5-year relationship with my ex. And it made me realize that, oh my gosh, like, that was a loss that I had to grieve, you know? And I also had like this little problem with like my sister in the past when we were younger, and we actually stopped talking to each other. And I realized that that was a situation that I had to grieve, and I was grieving everything in an unhealthy way, and I didn't realize it, you know? I didn't realize it. It took me a long time before I could open up and really say, like, I am so regretful that I did not say I love you back the very last day that I saw her. It took a lot for me to be able to let those words come out of my mouth, you know, but it helped me. It helped me to go into a place where I could accept it. And I think that I personally have to stop keeping things bottled up, and it's something that I'm working on now. Like, I always be apologizing to my mom because I'll talk her ear off, and I be apologizing to my sisters because I'll talk their ear off about a situation, but it really does help me, like, you know, release it and move past it. And sometimes we grieve things in, it don't necessarily have to be a death. We grieve friendships, or if we move, or breakups. Like, you have to go through the grieving process. I realized that I had been grieving so many losses. I had been grieving losses that happened when I was a kid, and I'm still in the grieving process of it as a grown adult. I'm still trying to figure out a way to get over it, or thinking of ways or things that my parents could have did or my siblings could have did that would have been a better outcome for me. And I had to realize, like, Simone, it's time to let it go. It's time to let it go, and it's time to move on. And that is part of the reason why I did decide to go see a therapist, to talk through a lot of the things that happened when I was a child that was out of my control, and get like professional help as how I could move forward into accepting this and realizing that everything that I have been through has made me become the person that I am. So I can't regret anything because I love who I am now. I can't regret it, and I also can't let other people shame me for my past mistakes or my parents' past mistakes, because we all make mistakes and we all go through things. And I try my hardest to be there for the people who need me. Like, when my friends need me or my family need me, I try my hardest to be there for them, because I know what it's like to need someone but be afraid to say that I need someone, or need someone and I feel like I don't have anyone, you know? And there's this quote from Maya Angelou, and it's, there's no greater agony than bearing an untold story. I just feel like trauma, stress, anxiety, it takes such a toll on our bodies, not just mentally, but physically. It takes a toll on us. And you got to find a way to start releasing that anger, that trauma, that pain, and my hobbies and stuff that I have has really helped me. Like, I'll start crocheting, and when I tell you, nothing matters in the world. Like, all my anxiety goes away. Whatever I had, this deadline, that deadline, or I need to do this, I'm like, I'm not thinking about any of those things anymore. It helped me so much. And that's why I really, really want to encourage y'all to just try out different things. Try out crocheting. Try to read a book. Try to go to the gym. Try to do a crossword puzzle. Try different things to help you relax and just get you to a peaceful place, and not just a physical thing, but maybe something that makes you think, you know. Or maybe, like with crocheting, when I do simple patterns, I don't even have to think about it, you know. It's just like this repetitive motion that kind of just helps me relax, and that I can do for hours because it's not very like strenuous on my body. But if you are someone and you're grieving a loss, I just really want to push you and motivate you to consider like seeking professional help. I think people are always so afraid of that. But going to therapy has been life changing for me. So I really want to encourage you to seek professional help, or maybe even confide in a close friend or a family member that you really feel like you can trust, because doing life is hard. Life is so hard. Do not do life by yourself, okay? Do not recommend. No, not at all. I understand needing your alone time, needing time to think, needing time to decompress, because I'm the type of person, I feel like in private is when I really like renew and like restore myself and get myself ready for whatever I have to deal with, whether it's work or whatever. Being alone is how I just like rejuvenate. And I get that. But you cannot do it alone. You need people around you that love you, care about you, and that you can actually trust. Okay? I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. I know I didn't post last week, but I've been busy. Okay, y'all. I'm back in school, taking one class at a time. My goal is to have my master's degree in nursing informatics. I feel like tech is the future. And also, when you get your degree in nursing informatics, you can be an educator. And you don't have to go, like, get certified to be an educator. It's already, like, in the degree plan. Yeah. So I want to talk about some more topics that are a little bit more deeper. And I also want to say shout out to everybody that is listening on Pandora. You guys, I used to love Pandora. I don't use Pandora anymore, but I used to love Pandora, and I was so surprised. I'm like, there is so many like views from Pandora. Like, Pandora is like my second highest platform with listeners. I'm like surprised. But you guys, I really, really enjoy doing this podcast. I hope you guys enjoy listening. Like, I always wait, because like the platform that I use, it updates in an hour. I always wait for that an hour. And I'd be so happy when I see like, oh, people see that I posted and they're like clicking like right away. Like within an hour, they have listened to my podcast, you know. I'm working on trying to make it better and improve it. I want to do like a visual, maybe not this season, but next season. But yeah, you guys, thank you guys for listening. I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl, and I'll see you guys next time.